Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Brian Broyles and I serve as the Community Life Pastor for our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued in our series called Senior Moments, and the big idea is really centered around Hebrews 11 and 12, these chapters about faith. And what we've said every week is a part of faith is to always remember to look up. Whether we can't become fixed on our circumstances, that we can't become fixed on just looking around us all the time, but that we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, that we need to remember to look up. And we looked at one of the characters in Hebrews 11 that the author gives us kind of an example of someone who lived the life of faith, someone who ran their race. His name was Enoch. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, it reads like this. It says, "By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God." And then in verse 6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." So we read about this character Enoch in Genesis 5. It starts in verse 21. It said Enoch had lived 65 years. Then he fathered a man named Methuselah. And then the next verse, it says that Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years. And he had other sons and daughters. So then in 23, it says, "Thus all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." So here's what we have. In Hebrews, we see that Enoch pleased God. And then in Genesis, we see that Enoch walked with God. You see that twice. So we could say that it pleases God to walk with him. So what does it mean to walk with God? What happens when you walk? Right? You're taking one step after another. You take a step and then another and then another, and you just keep going. It's ongoing. It's progressive. Enoch started when he was 65, and then he walked with God for 300 years. This was walking with God for a long period of time. Step by step, as you take steps, you're aligning yourself with God. Or let me say it this way, that the walk of faith is considering God in the steps that you take. So I want to talk about this for a minute, because the fear is that for some of us, right? Some of us, we come to church on Sunday and worship a sovereign God, but then throughout the week, we act as if that part of our life is separate. We kind of create this firewall between our relationship with God and everything else, and we try to compartmentalize our lives. We look at our faith in one way, we look at our work in one way, our finances in one way, our relationships one way, and our friends or our passions, and then whatever else we do to spend our time. We tend to worship God on Sunday, and then during the week, act as if God isn't around. And that's not the picture that we get of walking with God. Walking with God does not mean that we compartmentalize our faith, but walking with God means that he's a part of your thoughts, your decisions, your schedule, your calendar, your relationships. It means that you're aligning yourself with him. And there are two things in the text we see about this walk with God, and then we see a result from it, right? That we must believe he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. That's what it means to please God and walking with him by faith, because a lot of times you can see God's activity around you, but you can't see God. And I get it. That seems pretty obvious. But don't skip over this one so fast because it's obvious. Meditate on it because it's important, right? There's a difference between believing about God and believing in God. Walking with God, considering him in all my steps, means that I take seriously the existence of God. It says that he exists, not it, but he. That this is a personal God that wants to walk with you. And because he wants to walk with you, you have to know that he wants a relationship with you, and not just a visit from you, but a relationship to walk with you step after step after step. And we get to know God more and more through scripture. We talk to God more and more through prayer. We talk to God about everything, about your job, about your relationships, about your passions, about your desires, about your sin, about your family, about everything, because you grow in this personal relationship with God until you get to the point where he is your God and not just God. We not only believe in him, but believe that he rewards those who seek him, that he responds, that you get a response from him, that he joins you, that there's a personal God who wants a relationship with me, and he responds to me as I walk with him. He rewards those who seek him. He responds to those who seek him. He He'll walk with you if you want to walk with him. That's the promise. And it's not like I'm not sure that he's there, because if you feel far from God, like he's not the one that moved. There may be something in your life that's just come between you and God. And I want you to hear this, that I want you to remember this, that the closer you walk with God, the less room there is for anything else to come between you. You ever have times when you feel like you're alone? Right? What the text is saying is that when you're in your kitchen cooking dinner, God's right there. Whether when you're trying to decide whether you should buy that car, God's right there. When you're driving home knowing that when you get there, it's just not going to go well because your relationship is troubled, God's right there. When your kid decides it's going to be a special gift for you just to draw a beautiful picture on the wall with markers, right? And you want to yell at them because that's what you heard in your home when you were a child. And you're about to yell, but God is saying, I'm right here. When you're being pressured by someone to do something that you know doesn't please God, God's right there. You never check God at the door. We see a result of this walk of faith. It says that he was taken up so that he should not see death. He moved from one life to another. It wasn't the end of life. It's just like for you, if you're a follower of Jesus, death is not the end of life. It's the end of this life, but it's the beginning of the next one. That means that our time here, that my time here, I want to spend my time on the purposes of Jesus. And then when he's done with me, I want to go home and be with him. You know, sometimes we make things difficult when they just don't need to be. Enoch walked with God. That's all we get. He walked with God. But what if that's all God wants? I want to give us a moment this morning just to pray to God, just to thank him for being with you always and to ask him to help you consider him in all of your steps. Let's take a minute. Let's do this right now. Well, thanks for listening to the LifePoint DraftCast this morning. I hope this was an encouragement for you. We hope to see you back here tomorrow. Have a blessed day.